Show.
Your hobby was to work for a gay phone sex line, right?
I mean, I did it. I did it two shifts.
Two shifts. When you say a shift, are you sitting in your house and they say
I had to go to the place.
No kidding. This place exists where it's devoted to making sex phone calls with gay people. Yeah,
and there are cubicles, and you sit in one, and you can hear the guy
just like
over
any
there
other telemarketing
doing his thing.
Gig.
Yeah.
Does it pay well?
The problem was, this is when I first moved to L.A., once you have an apartment in L.A., every other comic that you've ever met in your life that's going to move to L.A. wants to live on your couch.
Right.
So I had a series of friends, but none of them want to get a day job.
Right.
That's a sign of defeat right away. But they don't have any fucking money. So I'd end up looking for jobs for them.
Uh-huh. Right.
And there was always this ad for gay phone sex where I'd go, come on, this is hilarious. It's decent money. You're going to get the job. Anyone who applies is going to get the job.
Yeah, I would do that.
And it's funny material. You can get great.
But you fucked around with the people on the phone.
Well, that's what I finally said, fuck it. I'm going to do it. I did mushrooms. Big fat Ralphie May drove me out to do the graveyard shift on my trainees. That's why I did two shifts, because the first night I was a trainee.
But the thing that you describe in your book, what you would do when you worked for the gay phone sex line, you get a guy on, and you describe quite accurately, you can't just get on and say outrageous shit right away. You got to work them into it. So you start to have gay sex.
Once you know they're jerking off, you're a dude. You know that there's a point of no return.
And you would say ridiculous things to them. And because they have a hard dick, they wouldn't stop.
Yeah, you just play along.
What would you say to these guys? Like, how would you out?
What do you look like? Yeah. Me, I'm a 61-year-old Korean War vet. I lost both of my legs to diabetes. Drove tractor trailer for years. Have 3.5 inches of herpes scarred, shriveled corkscrew cock. And I should have made something up right there.
And these guys are like, oh, yeah.
What? Never mind. Well, just go ahead and fuck me in the ass. I just found out I have colon cancer today. But who cares? Go slam right past that malignant lump all the way home, honey.
The Howard Stern Show.